Your neighbor. do to deserve you? Kidding me this way, I can't lose. My life like this, I still fight. And if I die, please let them find me. Cause my lungs aren't working. Liquid fills the inside of them. Stars be talking. You can see me underwater. As I descend, I see my life flash again. There's somebody shaking me on the floor now. I'm still alive, but I don't know if I'm sure now. And when I looked ahead, I saw somebody with familiar eyes. It's you above me, cause you wanna double check that I died. A chance that was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. Oh, but California, California, I'm coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset peak, California, when I get home. Met a redneck on a Grecian isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelettes and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, I'm coming home. Oh, make me feel good rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news are home, you read, just give you the blues.
All right. Hello, hello. Sorry, we're starting a tad late today. My name is Amelia. I'm super excited to be introducing Saltare today. And I just a very cool mix of instruments. I would love if you all could introduce yourselves and what you're playing today.
Yeah, sure. My name is Avi Randall. I'm playing keyboard. We got Leo Weissikoff on bass.
Yay.
We got Matthias Kaufman on accordion. We got Carson McCaney on fiddle. We are currently missing our banjo guitar mandolinist named G. Rockwell.
The Wonder Kid.
Yeah, the Wonder Kid. But he will be joining us on many upcoming shows.
So everyone should tune in, see what's going on. And I was definitely like a slightly bummed that mandolin wasn't happening today. But I'm super, super excited for your guys' set. And just... I love having a very diverse group of musicians come in like throughout the semester, and we haven't yet had a group like you all. And so I'm definitely super stoked to hear some originals from such an amazing instrumental group. And I might just let you guys get into your first song and just introduce kind of maybe what the song is to you. Also, like I always preface at the beginning of the show, I love to ask artists why they've written a certain song or what these songs are about and what they mean. And I hope you know you are at liberty to share as little or as much about that as you'd want, because I do know it's an emotional process. But I'd love to hear about what was going through everyone's minds while these musical journeys happened and these different pieces were brought together. And I speak on behalf of all of us to say we're very excited. So I'm going to have you get into your first song. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so thank you for having us. It's lovely to be on the show.
Yay.
We're going to start off our set with a new waltz of mine that we put together quite recently. We had a lovely experience at our first tour concert. We're
That's
on tour
so exciting.
Right now. Where and a couple got up and danced to it, which was very sweet. But yeah, Carson, do you have anything?
Yeah, just shout out to Park City Music Hall for hosting Ooh. Our first concert. It was awesome.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, we'll get right into this waltz. Yeah.
Yay.
Thank you.
as Daniel put it, God, that was gorgeous. That was amazing.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, we love that. This is a real treat for us. And I just want to say thank you for trusting us with your amazing sound today. I know that it's a little bit new for us, but we've been really, really excited to have some new instruments in here. Watching you all play, I realize I don't understand how, what is it called? Sorry, the... Oh my God, I'm blanking on the name of it. The accordion.
Yeah.
Yeah. How does it work? Did someone explain it?
Yeah.
Maybe we could toss a mic over to them.
We've never actually figured out what's going on inside. Just kidding.
It's a mystery.
Yeah, there's a lot of... It's kind of like a harmonica in some ways because there's a lot of metal reeds inside.
That's very cool.
And then the left side is like the rhythm section,
mm-hmm.
and then the right side is lead melody.
And that's the buttons.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, because I was watching you with the buttons, and I was like, how do they know which button to press? That's like mystifying to me. I'm very impressed, to say the least. So I guess I'm trying to cut down my talking so you guys have more time to play beautiful music for us. But I do kind of want to ask, so Avi, you said you wrote the last waltz you guys played. What would you say your process looks like?
Right. Yeah. So, I come from, the contra dance tradition, which is like a big New England folk dance style thing.
Wow.
So, I mean, I was just writing some tunes and I wanted to write a waltz.
That's beautiful.
I wanted to put in a little bit of like a European influence with some lifts, but still have it be like usable in a contra dance setting. So it was a very practical, I'm going to bring it to dances that I'm playing in for my, family band to play.
That's so sweet.
So it's all about where I can use it and what it's used for. So, yeah.
Music and dance are so, I think, intimately and tightly related. And we very rarely talk about that on the show.
Yeah, that's kind of our entire vibe, putting
awesome.
This together. We were the New England Conservatory Honors Ensemble last year. And our whole approach was, we have all these different backgrounds coming into our group. And all of them seem to be centered around folk dance or various types of dances or ways of approaching rhythm and groove. And so we really wanted to dig into kind of an international dance band vibe.
Yeah. Wow.
I just have to say, you kind of set us up perfectly. Some of you out there in the audience might be saying, what does saltare mean? And let us tell you, saltare in Latin means to dance.
Oh,
and
yeah, saltare.
In Italian is kind of like to jump. So
it's awesome.
Yeah, we are really focused on dance and picking music that is dance-based, and we love it. So thanks for tuning in again. We are Saltare. You can find us on Instagram at Saltare Sounds and at our website at www.saltaresounds.com. And we'll talk about some upcoming shows we have here in the Boston area and around very soon.
Yay. So how about before we get into that next chunk, you guys give us another song.
Irish. Yeah, cool. All right.
Thanks.
I'm being G.
Yeah. Thank you.
screamed in the microphone.
We're going to have to compress you, Amelia.
Sorry. We're all like, this is so awesome.
Thank you. Those are actually two tunes that were written by the band.
It's awesome.
We're all coming from NEC, New England Conservatory of Music, and there's just one of the most amazing Irish fiddle players who teaches there, Liz Knowles.
Wow.
And so some of us have had the, most of us actually in the band have had the opportunity to study with her and be in ensembles with her. And there's just such a beautiful, vibrant Irish music scene here in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So that first tune I wrote called Fleeting Desire, and the second one, our guitarist, mandolinist, banjo player who is not here wrote it, and it's called Salt Reel.
Ooh. There's something very cool about the fact that you all don't have drums, too. And I think it's very admirable because keeping the rhythm and playing those songs that I feel like are, like, you have bass, which is totally grounds the piece, which
yeah.
I like, creates a very whole sound, but also, like, there's no distraction from crashing drums in the back, which I think is, like, really, I guess,
that?
Unique and cool for us to get to witness here, just because we haven't mixed a group like this before. Yeah. It's very exciting. And
thanks.
Yeah, so I guess I'm curious, you said that you wrote the last couple, I guess, played together as a group. What does that collaborative space look like? And how do you find you hit your strides as a creative group?
Well, I think the way we do things is generally one person will write a tune and bring it in. And then from there, we just kind of get to workshop it in rehearsals. We'll spend a lot of time just practicing to make sure that, like, we all know the tune. And then from there, there's kind of a mix of improvisatory arrangement and literal spoken arrangement, brainstorming kind of styles. So just playing it through, we all come up with, you know, our own ways of playing it and our own ways of making it fit for our instrument.
Right.
And then we talk about it. And then we talk about, like, what are the more specific fine-tune arrangements we can do. So, like,
mm-hmm.
in those two, like, you know, like, we talked about, like, oh, like, we can go from, you know, like, an Irish reel in 6/8 to an Irish jig in 6/8 to, like, an Irish reel in 4/4, and
mm-hmm.
we can do, like, a transition together with Carson and piano, fiddle and piano. And then we can, like, arrange when people come in, doing what kind of harmony lines, that kind of thing. But
yeah.
a lot of that is figured out in an individual
yeah.
way in the context of playing through the tune together.
Definitely. And I think that having a group of super high caliber, well-trained musicians lends greatly to streamlining a process that is both shared within the group, but also everybody has their independence
yeah.
in the creativity that they do.
Yeah,
which
I mean,
think is cool.
With that first waltz we played, we collectively all learned that, like, last week.
That's
so
super
it's
impressive.
Very new.
That's
and
awesome.
Kind of get to throw it all together.
Nice.
Yeah.
So before we get into our next song, I'd love for you guys to name drop just maybe some of the events you have coming up.
Yes, Carson, take it away.
Yeah, Carson.
No, I made sure to write all this stuff down because there's
Woo.
A lot, actually. So, yeah, we played that wonderful show the other night, and now we're heading off Sunday, November 19th, to the Parlor Room in Northampton, Massachusetts. That's going to be a really wonderful
fancy.
Show. It's a really beautiful listening
place.
Room venue.
Ooh.
Doors are at 7, show's at 7:30. You can find tickets for all of our events and more specific information on our website, again, at www.saltaresounds.com.
Oh.
You can also go straight to the Parlor Room's website, which is parlorroom.org. So yeah,
nice.
That's a wonderful show we're going to play. And then for all you Boston people, come down to Club At Seam. We actually have most of this band, or not most, but some of this band has worked there. I've worked there. Avi works there currently.
I work
just,
there.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah.
Matt
That's
and
how
Abby,
we're here.
Yeah, Matt and Abby, who run that place, are just some of the most wonderful people.
That's
and we're just
awesome.
Really excited to kind of do this hometown show
yeah.
at our hometown stage in Club Passim. So that's in Cambridge. Doors are at 7, show's at 8, and that's this coming Tuesday, November 21st.
Ooh.
Again, you can go to our website, or you can go to Passim's website, which is www.passim.org.
Well, oh my gosh, words. I would be there if I wasn't flying home for Thanksgiving. I'm actually quite bummed I won't be able to go on Tuesday.
Oh, just delay your flight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
easy.
I'll have to call my mom, but I'll let you know. That's super exciting, too. So, how did you guys all meet? Did you meet just at New England Conservatory?
Yeah, we met at NEC we were almost all of us were in our the Middle Eastern Ensemble.
Cool.
In the CMA program in 2021.
Nice.
And then we snagged Leo from the jazz department to be our bassist.
Awesome.
The next year.
Yeah, yeah. I was kind of curious because I feel like I only see upright bass, at least in my little minimal experience, but I usually see them in jazz settings. So it's been really cool to get to have a real bass here.
Well, Leo is a fantastic upright bassist, so we are pleased to have him here.
I feel like there's definitely, like, I love watching people play the bass, and I literally always say this to anybody I'm with if we're ever watching a jazz, like, ensemble, is my favorite part is always the jazz solo, because the bass solo, because everyone gets quiet and pays attention, and I just think it's like, because the bass can only get so loud. Does it feel special in those moments when you have a little bass solo?
Man, it's pretty special. I mean, thank you for saying so. I don't know how many people agree with you, but I agree with you.
I think it's fun. I think it's cool. Everyone kind
of... I agree for sure.
Oh, man. It's the best day of my life.
Yeah. Jeez. We're here to recognize you.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna
get into the song.
Yeah, move
sorry,
on to one
chatting.
Of one of Matthias's compositions called Sunstones.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow, that seemed super technically challenging. What was just happening with the fiddle? That was very cool.
Thank you.
Can you explain how you played it like that?
Yeah, a little bit of magic, a little bit of potion.
Nice.
Making. Yeah, so the last thing, is it just the last thing I just did? Is that your question?
Yeah, like the,
yeah.
Is there a special way you...
Yeah, that's a specific technique. So the cool thing about playing violin, fiddle, violin, whatever you want to call it, is that there's just so many options of colors and tones and kind of like palettes that you can access. The not so cool thing is it's really annoyingly difficult and physically uncomfortable. Anyway, moving on.
Jeez.
Yeah, so that's called a false harmonic. And so pretty much what you're doing when you're doing that is you make a fret, as in like there's a fret like you're creating because the violin doesn't have any with your first finger. And then you just lightly tap with your fourth finger above that. And that creates this harmonic that's not usually found naturally on the instrument.
That's what I was thinking.
To do that kind of for every single note of that last passage. But yeah, it's a cool sound.
That was a very cool sound. That was awesome. Okay, I'm going to stop talking and probably ask if you guys could play another song. And then we'll chat a little bit more. Yeah. I just want to make sure you can get through as much music.
Huh?
And, okay.
So... the other piece of news that we have is we have an EP coming out.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah, so it'll be available on all streaming platforms
that was
on
my next
the
question.
30th. On the 30th. It'll be available at saltari.bandcamp.com as well. At our shows, we will have CDs if you are a hard copy type of gal.
CDs are awesome.
So we've played already two tunes that will be on the EP, the Irish set of Fleeting Desire and Salt Reel, and then the piece we just played called Sunstones by our own Matthias Kaufman. The next piece we will play is one of my compositions called Soliloquy, and it is the third track on the EP.
That's awesome.
It's remarkably different, I think, from a lot of the things we do.
Remarkably different sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm excited to ask you a couple more questions
about
what that EP process looked like.
Yeah.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah.
So
appreciate it.
Keep listening, everyone, for this next one. I'm excited.
All right. Ready? Thank you.
Wow, that was so beautiful. I was really for a minute just sitting and kind of thinking about what sorts of emotions the sound of that song brought mm-hmm. forth in me. And I guess I'm curious, so I know how I felt, but I'm curious what the emotions that song brings forth for your group can also be different for everybody.
Well, I am curious about what you felt for what it's worth concerning I wrote
I'll
it.
I'll share it at the end. I'll share it at the end, but I want to know.
I played our album version for this for my mom, who's also a musician. She called it devastating.
That's a strong word.
Yeah.
In a beautiful way.
Yeah, in a nice way.
That's a great
choice. Yeah.
I think it's
very melancholy. I think mm-hmm. it's... I don't think there's a... I think it's kind of like you think you have hope and then you're just sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little nihilistic. Definitely got some nihilism in there. Yeah.
Feels like driving home from the situationship.
Oh, real. Very real.
Sure.
You're like, all right, that's not what it's about. But
to me, it is.
Wow. Thanks, Leo. I appreciate that. I'm glad you personally connected with it.
Yeah, maybe we can also take this time to talk about some of our other concerts going on, just
yeah,
really quick.
Absolutely. No, I would love to talk about that, too. Sometimes I let this totally just be free-flowing, so please redirect the conversation if you'd like. And I would love for you all to promo your stuff. We talked a little bit about that, but what more details do you have? I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, no, so I'll remind everyone about those two shows coming up really soon. This Sunday, the Parlor Room in Northampton, Massachusetts. That's November 19th. And then our hometown show here in Boston, November 21st, at Club Passim. So doors are at 7, show at 8. And then if you happen to be in the New York City area for Thanksgiving, maybe you live there, maybe you're just going there for fun, come to Barbez. That's November 22nd, show at 8 p.m. That's in Brooklyn, New York. You can find tickets and information about that stuff on barbezbrooklyn.com.
Nice.
And if you are hanging around New York, we have another show at Silvana in Harlem, November 25th. And then we're coming back here for the Lily Pad on the 28th.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, so those are the shows coming up. And maybe, Avi, you can talk about the EP release.
Yeah, I would love to hear more about
that. We have an EP release, but the other thing that we're doing, which is really exciting, is after our tour is all wrapped up on the 29th, we're going down back to Brooklyn, New York, to release some limited edition vinyl recordings that we're going to do right there in a studio.
That's awesome.
The record company is called Least of All Records, Least Oval. everything misspelled, I think L-E-E-S-T, new word, O-V-A-L-L. It is also on our website at saltarisounds.com/store.
Nice.
We have a pre-order link for that, which will be very fun. We're going to be recording a version of a Mendelssohn string quartet, a version of a Alberto Ginastera piano solo piece, and then one of our own group's pieces called Demon Dance, which we'll play soon. So that's going to be really fun. If you're into vinyl, this is the thing for you.
Nice.
All you vinyl heads,
you
get
vinyl
on
heads.
It.
It's supposed to be popular nowadays, from
it
what
is.
I've heard. So yeah, it'll be on. It's on our website. Additionally, on our website in the same URL, saltarisounds.com/store, we also have some merch. We'll have CDs, we have stickers, we have tour posters. All of it's available. Take a look. We're
awesome.
Hoping to have a really fun time with the vinyl recording sesh.
So, about the EP.
Yes.
If you could describe the process in one word, what word would that be? It's a hard question.
Fast. We did it in one day, so it was we were wrapping up at the end of the semester and people were traveling, and I was going back home to California, so we went to someone
I was going to California too.
We went to Basement Studio and
that's
we just
awesome.
Banged it out in one long session.
That's really impressive,
and it's really cool. I mean, these, as you can already hear, all of the stuff we do is very different, and this EP is just a great example of kind of everyone's compositions, not only that, but just the wide range of styles that we love to play and listen to. So yeah, please check it out. Again, you can find all that information on our Instagram or website. Yeah. Instagram is at Saltare Sounds. That's SALTARE Sounds. And then also on our website, www.saltaresounds.com.
Please give this group a follow. It really does make a huge difference for all of our listeners. Please, guys, I'm speaking to you directly. follow the people that play our show on Instagram, because I think it's a really awesome way also to just be in the know about some amazing musical events that are happening. Like, ideal dinner date, I would say, is Passim with Saltare Sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be thoughtful about the time. We have to do a PSA really quick, and then I'm going to let you all play just for the next 10 minutes after that.
Cool.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. Alec, if you'd hit it with the PSA really quick, that would be pretty slay. Thanks.
Okay, real quick. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Back to you guys.
Third time through. Yeah. Yeah, you got this. I don't know who that
Sorry.
Is.
Sorry. Yeah. I think the PSA is done now. I couldn't hear it. I'm pretty sure it's done. Thanks, Alec. I want to let you all just play, but and we'll say some saying goodbye things at the end. But sure. I'm going to be quiet now.
All right. So we're going to do two more numbers for you, two more short numbers. First one is called Demon Dance, which will be on our limited edition vinyl release. This is one of mine. And the second one will be Leo Orenstein's Piano Sonata No. 4, Fourth Movement, Vivo, which is one of my favorite pieces that we arranged for the band. Turned it from Eastern European to Middle Eastern.
Going out with a bang.
Yeah.
How exciting.
So, this is Demon Dance. We'll all get to solo on it, and we'll all have a very fun time.
Watch out.
Yay.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here we go. Thank you. And our last one that we're going to play is the Leo Ornstein Piano Sonata.
Yay!
And again, yeah, we have this tour coming up. It's our first kind of longer tour here, so we're so excited. Check out all the dates on our Instagram at Saltari Sounds or on our website, www.saltarisounds.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you all for playing such unique, beautiful music today. It was a treat and the highlight of my week. Just super special. So thank you all so much. You're very clearly such masterful musicians. It's super impressive. So I'm ready for this last one. I wish we didn't have to end. But thank you, everybody, who listened. And please keep tuning in next. Our next set is Anna Girl. But here's the last one from Saltari Sounds. Thanks, everyone, who listened today.
And one more thing. We just want to thank the crew that's making this happen. So Amelia, our host, thank you so much. We got Kim, Daniel, Constantine, and we have, oh, my computer's going to dim, Alec and Anastasia. So thank you guys so much for making this happen.
Wow, I'm so impressed you knew all their names. It took me like 2 months. Thank you.
It's amazing what happens when you write things down.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What a big brain. All right. That's awesome. Okay.
Here we go.
Yay. All
right. Da, 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 this is the wrong tune. Da, 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 da,